Well, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, is live on PM from the Conservative Conference. Let's start, if we may, by talking about human rights law. You told the Daily Mail the Abu Qatada case proved we need a dramatic change in our human rights law. Was your long-running battle with Abu Qatada so bruising that it's now dictating the human rights policy for everyone?
No, the Conservative, I'm a Conservative Member of Parliament, and of course at the last election we had a manifesto commitment to scrap the Human Rights Act.
Why
and we
didn't
will
you?
Do so. We will do so at the next, well, and you might have noticed, Eddie, that we are in a coalition government. At the next election, the Conservative Party again will have a commitment to scrap the Human Rights Act. But what we need to do is to deal with the issue that is probably best exemplified by the Abu Qatada case, but which happens in other cases as well, which I think the British public are fed up with, where we find it increasingly difficult to deport people who are terror suspects, who are foreign criminals, or who are a danger to this country. And I'm going to do a number of things here and now in the immigration bill this autumn to be able to address those issues, for example, by extending, as you've indicated, the number of cases where it will be possible to deport somebody first and for them to have an appeal but outside of the UK rather than staying in the UK, and also by reducing the number of appeal rights from 17 to 4.
You want to prevent people from appealing against the decision to deport them except in a few circumstances. You said in this speech, when there is no risk of serious and irreversible harm, we should deport foreign criminals first and hear their appeals later. What constitutes serious irreversible harm in your view?
Well, that will be, we will be setting out when we go take the legislation through, and obviously there will be judgments made by courts in relation to that particular issue.
Well, what do you think it means?
Well, there will be a number of issues, Eddie, which we will look at when we're doing the legislation in relation to that particular issue. But what I think is absolutely right is that we say that the British public, I think, are fed up with what I called in my speech a sort of never-ending game of snakes and ladders, where people are constantly able to appeal. There are 70,000 appeals heard every year. What we're doing will ensure that the number of appeals that are heard is reduced, and probably by more than half.
But you used the expression serious and irreversible harm in your speech today. You must know what it means.
There will be, and when we come to set out the legislation, we will be making absolutely clear in relation to these issues the sorts of cases that will be dealt with. But there will be, obviously, an element of this where it will be a matter for the courts. But crucially, what we're going to do is make clear in legislation that unless that serious and irreversible harm exists, then it should be possible to deport people first and for them to appeal outside the country.
But you must be able to define for me, Mrs. May, what serious and irreversible harm is.
Well, we will...